Welcome to the MVP.
It's the Mad Zoo Podcast.
Yeah, we back again to give you the podcast that only we can give you. What it do, what's happening. How y'all doing today on this very fine, whatever day it is you watching this shit. I'm talking about, I was going to say what day it was, but it really don't matter. Hey, but how you feeling today, bro? You know what I'm saying? How you doing?
Talking to me or the people?
You, nigga. I mean.
Oh, me. I thought you still having dialogue with the watchers. You know what I'm talking about? My bad. I'm cooler, man. You know what I'm saying? Just getting back in to the crib. You know what I'm saying? Was outside real quick. Not doing anything devious, mischievous. You know what I'm saying? But I did see fair weathered suitors walking the streets while I was in the whip. You know what I'm talking about? And it's late hours. You know, they say the freaks come out at night. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know them bitch. I know these ladies is just now getting off work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. From wherever they work at. But, man, be a couple out there. You know what I'm saying? Be a couple out there walking around. I'm like,
Y'all got them kind of establishments out there?
No. No brothels or nothing like that. They just, you know, regular.
Well, I was talking about strip club or something.
Look at man. I don't think this country would be able to know what to do with the mass and titties. You know what I'm talking about? I don't think that would go well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
that's what I just wanted to make sure you said some suitors. I'm like, damn, they got a whores out there?
Yeah, the whores, yes. Yes, they got the ones out. God damn, I keep kicking the thing. My fault, people. They got the ones out here on the corner selling that cookie. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, they around.
I'm surprised they let them
advanced. They give out business cards. Yeah, and they don't care, man. They don't care. They don't care if you with your lady or not. They still be like, "What's happening?" So yeah, right.
Yeah.
Seen it happen. It's happened to me.
Well, it seemed like another week. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, man. A lot of fighting, a lot of competition.
Boy,
it's a lot of stuff to holler to get into. Do you want to tell us about your week or whatever before we get into this stuff, or how you feeling? Usually got
something. I had a weak week, man. I'm just out here, you know what I'm saying, working on my weak body self. You know what I'm saying? Actually, just coming back from physical therapy. You know, old injuries making their appearance at an older age. You know what I'm saying? So, just trying to make sure I could fucking sprint. You know what I'm saying? Right now, just you know, slowly moving. But yeah, man, been a slow week, man. I ain't really been into much, man. Just kind of, you know. Week went by kind of fast, to be honest, man. Like, I didn't even feel the days pass me by. Like, and I guess that's a good thing. That means my black ass closer to vacation and making this motherfucking album that I got. Ha! Man. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm cool, man. Look, man, I haven't been inspired either. Like, it's no shade against my producers that I fuck with. But they ain't dropping no shit that I'm just like, I want to fuck with that. You know what I'm talking about? I get them to like off of GP. You know what I'm saying? Because it's cool beats regardless. But ain't for your boy. You know what I'm talking about? I think I have I don't have a sound. I just know what the fuck I like. You know what I'm saying? That I want to, that compels me to do something with. And as I'm doing my physical therapy session today, you know what I'm saying? I heard an old beat that one of them did about 7 years back, tried to find it because I was like, I like that. It wasn't on the site to purchase. And then I was like, you know what, let me just check the other producers that are on here, just shits and giggles. I heard two that made me want to cut the machine off and be like, nigga, I gotta go to the studio right now. So I'm about to have two additional records that I will have completed. Yeah.
Bro, you can stop. You know what I'm saying? Put out the first thing first.
I need to. I'm gonna have a double album. The first one's called The Beginning, The next one to end. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's all.
You get two out of me, man. If that, or I'll just give you one all together, man. Just call it the beginning and the end. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. It's good shit, man. That's it, though. But I do like, I already started writing. So I kind of like, that's when I know. That's when I know. Like, if I hear it and I can actually just write the opening part, I'm taking off after that. So, you know, I got plenty of time. I ain't no rush. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no rush. Yeah. But yeah, man.
It's a couple things that's fresh. This is Tuesday, April 23rd, when we're recording this. It's a couple things that's fresh on my mind that we got to talk about, man.
Hey.
First thing is just, this is strictly me. It's the transfer portal. And my Colorado Buffaloes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people jumping in the transfer portal. One being Kermani McClain.
Yeah.
Not really tripping on him. Hey, it is what it is. I mean, we could tell from watching something going on with bruh. He couldn't really get it together. So, hey, it is what it is. Good luck to you. But we had one today that kind of stung a little bit. And that was my running back, Dylan Edwards. You know what I'm talking about? Dylan Edwards jumped in the transfer portal. Just picked up Ohio State running back. So the only thing I can think of is
he ain't win the competition.
I'm not about to play. So he's like, I ain't starting, I ain't running back one. I'm getting up out of here.
Makes sense. I understand that move.
I don't think he should have left though. They was putting packages in strictly for him.
Yeah.
To get the ball on the move and do stuff with. I'm hearing a couple of things. You know, once something happens, everybody say all kind of stuff. I'm hearing it's because the money. Somebody offered him a bag, so he leaving, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It just, man, I ain't going to lie. That one, if you're a Colorado Buffalo fan and you following them, that one kind of stung a little bit because he was like a family friend. He'd been with them for forever. So that one was like, damn, what's going on, Chief? So, hey, it is what it is. Next man up, shout out to Ohio State running back. We got him now. He's with us. I forgot his name. Daylon Hayden, I think, or some shit like that. We'll take him. I heard he's a beast, and so we're going to be just fine. Secondly, my Lakers have been getting cheated, and I must be the one to say something about it. I'm getting tired of this shit. Tired of these goofy-ass calls out in Denver. I'm tired of us being disrespected at every turn. Don't get me wrong. There's some self-inflicted stuff, too. Like, when we go on stretches where we don't score the fucking ball, it's annoying. And LeBron pull up for a three-point shot when we ain't scored nothing in 3-4 minutes. I understand that part, too. But last night, we should have won that game. It was a lot of questionable calls from this refs that I didn't respect.
I got to
say my piece. It's annoying. Shout out to Denver. Y'all balling. Y'all doing y'all thing. But I think even y'all know last night y'all shouldn't have won. And you could tell how y'all was celebrating after that game winner. Y'all was so happy to come back and do y'all thing. But you got anything to say about the game?
Listen, man. That was a hell of a fucking shot, for one.
Yeah.
It seems to be that shots from that corner are just something else. You know what I'm talking about? Kawhi over Joel Embiid. Now you got Jamal Murray, both game, and I'm talking like, damn. You know what I'm saying? A couple of phantom calls that I didn't agree with, you know, most notably. Jamal Murray lost his foot, and this is towards the end when they was making their little comeback and scoring, right? Mm-hmm. So Jamal Murray lost his foot and fell on his damn self. They said that Vincent tripped. Now, Vincent didn't touch the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga literally slipped on the floor. Whatever wet spot, I don't know what it was. But just because a nigga fall don't mean you got to call something. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Two, how the mans get slapped in the face, crossbar arm, review center, and then y'all overturn it. Everybody can fucking see the man got hit in the fucking face. Mm-hmm. The commentators, I cannot stand. Reggie Miller, commentator. Oh, yeah. Because this nigga be talking so much cash shit like he was an elite level leader. Like he's a champion. Like he's one of... Boy, when people talk about the greats, they don't mention your name. They mention you as a shooter, not a player. It's a big fucking difference, man. It's a big fucking difference. Well, I could take it from Charles. Charles is renowned as a great player. One of the greatest power forwards of all time. Nobody consider you one of the greatest shooting guards of all time. One of the greatest guards of all time. They consider you one of the greatest shooters of all time. Big difference, man. You need to calm the fuck down. Shut the fuck up. Look here, man. Mark Jackson, please apply and take that nigga job. Because
they fired Mark Jackson.
Man, dude. No, that's TNT. ESPN?
Yeah.
Yeah, they TNT, though. That's what I'm saying. Please apply and get this nigga up off the airways because I cannot stand listening to him. Grant Hill is this close to getting on my fucking nerves when he commentating. Like, bro, why Chris Webber ain't back? I miss hearing C-Web on there, man. Like, come on. Now, there's a lot of... Look, man. Y'all do the players-only specials when you got, you know, Jamal Crawford. Man, put him out there. I'd like to hear Jay Smooth like Jay Crawford. Come on, man. Baron Davis, mm-hmm. Put him out there. What's up, man? This the best you can do? I get tired of listening to the Knicks. So that's first and foremost. You guys unfortunately did concede a 20-point lead. You know, did relinquish that. Albeit through bad officiating or what have you. But it's like, man, it was tough to watch. There were a lot of broken down plays where it's like, nigga, this is the playoffs. Why y'all not hustling? I'm talking about y'all on certain plays. LeBron just went down there and dunked on this nigga head. 93-95. Dunked on Jamal Murray head. How y'all let these niggas go right down the middle of the court and score a layup? Uncontested. Like, what is y'all doing? Like, it's plays like that. It's effort. It's effort more than anything. Niggas want to talk about D'Angelo Russell not showing up in game one.
It ain't his fault.
Rui, I ain't seen you in neither game. I haven't seen you. Where you at? Where you at, bro? Last year against Denver, you couldn't be stopped. You was just scoring that thing. Now you got averaging a whole mediocre 6 points a game, bro. Like, what's up with you, man? Missing layups.
We guarding what you call it?
Like, offensively? He ain't guarding nobody. They guarding him.
We got to rest. He got to rest. You know how big Jokic is?
Yeah,
I don't want him. Anthony Davis need to go bring his ass over there. Or they need to bring Christian Wood. Didn't we have Christian Woods?
Yeah, he was hurt. They don't know when he come back. They said Vando about to come back, though, possibly for game three. So that'll give y'all Vanderbilt? A little bit. Yeah, they said he's ramping up. They're going to see how he responds to whatever, you know, activities beforehand and see if he can really give it a go. Even if he's only to give you 10 to 15 minutes on Jamal Murray, that's a blessing before the boy get gassed out. That allows, you know what I'm saying? It's just different looks, man. I think y'all played a remarkable game, you know, nonetheless. People talking about, nigga, they are the defending champs. And let's be real, like, y'all niggas wasn't giving – the Lakers a chance against them anyway. So why y'all so upset if they lost the lead and Denver won? You know what I'm saying? Y'all really ain't expecting the Lakers to win anyway. So why y'all upset when something don't, you know what I'm saying, pan out the way, when it pans out the way that you thought it was going to be anyway, regardless of the lead? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No lead is safe in the league. We all know that. We all know this, man. Ever since the three ball just been rocking like this, it's no lead is safe, man. So that's that, man. But I do think the officiating is terrible in that series and the Philly series. Just the way both those games ended was Reggie Miller-esque, especially in the Garden. Like, that shit was crazy. That shit was crazy right there. Hey, man, at least we getting some good-ass games, though. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
We getting some entertainment, man, nonetheless. I need my Orlando Magic not to get swept, though. These niggas
that's, that's where I was going to, man. We 0-2, so let's go to another 0-2 team. Orlando Magic. Tell us, give us some feedback, man. How you feeling about them right now?
Game one, I understand. First time jitters for everybody on the roster. Nobody's really been in the playoffs before or contributed, you know what I'm saying, to a magnitude that would make me want to count your minutes in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? You got playoff players, but nah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody knew them. First time coach is there, you know what I'm saying? He's new to the playoffs. The players, like, it's just new environment. Okay, so game one, you got punched in your mouth. Okay, cool, recover. Game two, y'all came out the same way, though. My boys came out the same way in game two. Now, they made it a little bit closer, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, y'all can't wait to – you can't flip no switch. You can't give out no big-ass lead and then expect to be able to climb back in it, man. You know what I'm saying? So, hopefully, we got our mind right and we can win game three. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a must. It's a must-have. You know what I'm saying? So – still got faith in my boys to, you know what I'm saying, win the series. I think it'll go seven. Seeing how we didn't win either of the first two, it's got to go seven. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to win one over at they fucking court, man. You know what I'm saying? If we protect home, it's 2-2. Go there, steal game five. Fuck it. Nigga, win game six. Win four straight. You know what I'm saying? It's very possible. It's very possible. It's a problem, but it's possible. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, I just don't want to get swept. You know what I'm saying? I want them niggas to feel what a victory feels like in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? That way they want more of it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to make them niggas wait until next season and they still searching for that feeling. You know what I mean? So I want them to have that hunger, you know, built up within themselves. So, hey, man. Game three going to tell me all I need to know. The games that are coming on tonight, obviously games would have already been played. You know, maybe two or three more games by the time Sunday come around and you hear the podcast. Yeah. Some series might actually be over. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, I'm liking everything right now. I'm loving the matchups. You know, the only one that's real trash is the 1-8 in the East because Miami don't stand a chance without Jimmy Butler. Like, that's the only game that I'm like, eh. You know what I'm saying? I don't even care about that shit.
I feel you. Shout out to your boys, man. What's old dude that got hurt?
Jalen Suggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be all right. He'd be all
right. Yo, he going to play? I thought he carried him out.
Shit. Yeah, he came back. He'd be all right.
Okay. Shout out to him. I just want to let him know that's lame. If you get carried out, stay your ass out.
Hey, man.
If you need to get carried out, if you can come back later, you need to walk your ass out there. I hate it when Paul Pierce did that. Paul Pierce shit. Did it. Yeah, I was going to say
that. Shit, Joel Embiid did it in game one.
Yeah, I know. I hate that. Like, if you could come back.
But with him, I understood because it was his first dunk since being back from injury, and the way that nigga did it was like, whew, that's a nice first dunk, bro. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Throw it off the glass.
You can tell he's still hurt, though.
He's not healthy. I know. He's trying to fight for
it. They should be winning that series, I feel like, anyway. But, hey.
That's not a true 2-7 matchup either, though, bro. Like, that's not a real 2-7. That's literally a 2-3 matchup right there in the first fucking round because the only reason why they fell that low is because JoJo was out. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a tough matchup. You know what I'm saying? Tough matchup.
Shout out. Okay, let's go to the next. Let's stay in sports, man. We had Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. They fought. I was rooting for Devin Haney, and I was rooting for Devin Haney strictly because of the antics that Ryan Garcia was doing beforehand. Ryan Garcia was saying he got raped by Diddy and all kind of stuff. He was being very sporadic and like he was gone. I also watch other people's contents, and there's a guy, there's a vlogger, CJ on 32. He has a whole bunch of car content, and he was out in Dallas, and Ryan Garcia pulled up in Dallas in the same jewelry store. So they chilling, doing all this stuff, and when he walked out of the store away from Ryan Garcia, he's like, I ain't gonna lie. He's like, I would I like Ryan Garcia because he's a good guy, but he said the way this nigga up here drinking and shit, he's like, he about to get his ass knocked out. That's what he said. So I'm thinking the nigga wasn't serious. I'm thinking Ryan Garcia about to get knocked the fuck out. On the scorecard, Devin Haney was winning. But if you was watching the kind of hits he was taking, it was like, damn, come on, Devin. And Devin Haney ended up losing that match. Got knocked down 3 times. At the end of the match, he couldn't even jump on the ropes, the turnbuckle, as we like to say in wrestling. Brother was a little he was a little dazed and confused. Shout out to Ryan Garcia. I can't say you the champ because you didn't make weight.
Make weight.
Devin Haney technically won 1.5 before y'all even stepped in the mat in the ring because you was 3 pounds over. You saw they bet $500,000 a pound.
Per pound, yeah.
Yep. Devin Haney said he paid it. So he said he honored his bet, he paid it. So shout out to that. So Devin Haney to me really won. Good. I mean, how focused can I be if I just won $1.5 million before I even step in the ring? I'm hyped, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I got it. I didn't win. You tell me I got to go fight a nigga. I already won $1.5 million and I'm probably going to win some more millions after this. I got a $1.5 million bonus to get my ass beat. I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? You can't make me mad. So it is what it is. How you felt about that fight, man? You know what I'm saying? Seeing that.
That man should have 2 losses on his record is how I feel.
Dang. It was that bad?
No, Devin lost the last fight that he had. Nope, Nolan Checo. Whoever that dude that he fought, he lost that. He lost that fight, man, and they gave it to him. I ain't trying to hear it, man. Everybody saw that shit. Everybody saw that shit, and they know they fucking wrong for that. That nigga lost that fight. He talk a lot, man. He talk a lot, but I ain't never seen him really back it up, though. You know what I'm saying? I watched this fight. This nigga, all he did was hug the whole fucking time. And I'm like, brother, what is you doing, Huggy Bear? Like, what's up with you, man? Like, come, bro, that shit was not, that wasn't it, bro. I did want him to win just because, like you said, the antics. Ryan, like, I don't know what's up with the boy. That boy fighting some real demons, it seemed like. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he in this Justin Bieber phase. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Nigga was, I don't know what it is, but his transformation don't make sense to me. He talked so much about being a Christian and God this and my Lord and Savior. But his actions are completely otherworldly. And I'm just like, boy, what? Man, you don't need to be a spokesman for the church or religion at all. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, you over here, nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying? I understand smoking marijuana is legal in certain areas nowadays and stuff like that, da, da, da. But that still ain't something that you necessarily want to glorify to the kids that look up to you. You know what I'm saying? The drinking, the stories that you're telling, like my dog. And I wanted the boy to lose simply not because of Ryan's actions. I wanted Devin to win just because of when they had the presser. Ryan's dad, what he was saying about black people and our hair. I didn't agree with it.
What he said?
Damn near Don Imus style, nappy headed hoes. Damn near, very close. It was very close. He called us nappy heads.
He got all black people with nappy heads.
Yeah, yeah. And you know they all got that afro, and you know what I'm saying, like, yeah. So he was like, he said, "You nappy headed." These man, look here, bruh. But the way his dad was too, like I was like, nigga, I need Devin to whoop this nigga ass. You know what I'm saying? Just off of that. You let me down, man. You ain't getting no get back. You know what I'm saying? Man, you trying to divide the world, as one nigga said in the battles. And I ain't gonna, and anyway, look here, man. I was very disappointed in that, man. I was very disappointed in that lackluster effort.
the boy was just on Gillian Wilder, $1 million worth of game, talking about who his top five fighters are. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about Devin. And, you know, called Ryan Garcia a C-level fighter. Mm. Nigga look like he had an A-plus to me. Fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? So, look, hey, man, I'm all for it, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love when these niggas lose. Not out of, like, jealousy or nothing like that. But a lot of these niggas ain't taking the fights that they should take to where, yeah, you might be 30-0, but who you really win against? You see what I'm saying? You just padding your stats at this point in time. It's when you get in the ring with other niggas who can really get down. That's the test that we want to see as paying fans. You know what I'm saying? As watchers and supporters of the sport. As people who want to celebrate your wins just as much as you, because you really did have to overcome something. You know what I mean? But when you fighting Bob Schlenky out of the corner store bag of groceries, you know, I'm talking about, put that nigga in the ring and be like, hey, man, come on, let's go a couple rounds. And you get a win. Like, nigga, you don't get no points for that. You don't get no points for that. Get in there with a stepper. Get in there with a hitter. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, do like Rocky and Tommy Gunn out in the fucking in the road, nigga, in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody doing all that.
I ain't saying you gotta actually step out in the street, but I'm just saying, like, nigga, get in there with a nigga who wanna rumble. My ring right outside. You know what I'm saying? Don't you do it, Tommy. Don't you do it, Tommy. Get the ring. Like, that's my shit. I'm about to watch that today. Dude, nigga, that nigga, you hit me, I sue you. That's my shit, bro. At first, when Rocky Five came out, I didn't like it. But now when I watch it, I fucking love that movie, man. That shit got, man, look here, man. Try knocking him out. Why don't you try knocking me out? Anyway, get in the ring with them Balboas. You know what I'm talking about? Them brawlers. Quit hiding, man. That's all I'm saying. So he got in the ring with a nigga who actually got some speed. You know what I'm saying? Some sneaky power to him, and he felt it. He got touched it quite a few times. Shit like that make you respect what Javante do even more, because he fought that nigga too before this nigga was out his fucking mind talking crazy and shit. This nigga was very lucid when he stepped in the ring with Tank. You know what I'm saying? And he still took the knee. You know what I'm saying? And nigga still bent the knee. You know? So, hey, man, I'm just bounce back, man. You know what I'm saying? It's your career is not going to be defined by your wins and losses. It's going to be defined by your next fight. So what do you do next? What do you do next? That's all we care about, man. You lost. Okay. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Get back in there. Start from scratch. You didn't clearly don't look like you fought your type of fight. You let him dictate the pace, the speed, and everything, and it backfired on you. You know what I'm saying? I heard Adrian Broner call him out. You know what I'm saying? Anybody know that? Devin Haney, he said, look like you need me now. Oh, you need me now. Yo, you talk about a nigga who could sell a fight. Yeah. Yo, I'm cool with AB, bro. I like when that nigga was fighting.
I want him to fight Ryan Garcia, though. I don't want to see him fight Devin Haney.
Yeah, man, he said Devin Haney. So, I like AB, bro. You talk about promotional, any man, anybody can get it. Dominican, Mexican, American, like, I love it. Brush my hair. That boy funny as hell, bro.
Is what they show him coming in the ring dancing.
And oh, yeah.
Carried out that fight. Yeah. That shit is the funniest thing ever. But shout out to AB, man. Y'all know I like AB, man. Unfortunately, you got to be super focused when you talk shit.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather was super focused and disciplined. That's why I couldn't nobody come after him and say nothing contrary.
Yeah.
AB, talented player, talented individual.
Could have been so much more. Focused. Yeah, he was one of the, if he's focused, he one of the ones. But I think he just got a little bit too far ahead of himself. You know what I'm saying? And I think the fame got to him. You know what I'm saying? But I also want to say, Tank, I'm looking forward to this, Mark. to this match with you and Martin, bro, with Ghost. I'm looking forward to that fight, man. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. Him and Frank Martin, I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be one of the ones, man. That's gonna be one of the ones. I know a lot of niggas keep talking about Boots, but I think Ghost is nice too, man. You know what I'm saying? And deservingly so, we'll get his shot. You know what I'm saying?
When they fight?
Is it July? It's coming up. Summertime. It's the summertime. Okay. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Who's going to sell the fight?
Hey, man, it sell itself. You know what I'm saying? It'll sell itself. So, like I said, man, just looking forward to what these niggas do next, man. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Win, lose, or draw. What you going to do next? That's all that matters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout out. Good thing. I will say shout out to your boy, Devin Haney. At least he was getting back up.
Yeah.
Let's see. June 15th is that fight. Man, the only thing with Tank, he could be so much bigger if he could talk. And I'm not saying like the boy can't talk, he illiterate.
No, he can't sell. He can't. He don't know how to talk.
It's hard to understand, bro. So it's hard for him to.
It's the new teeth, man.
Yeah. I wish he had a mouthpiece on him. You know what I'm saying? That could sell a fight. You know what I'm saying? He should be way bigger than what he is. It's a lot of people like that, unfortunately. I think Andre Ward was kind of like that. He could articulate himself better than Tank Davis, but he just didn't talk. He just wasn't a talker. You know what I'm saying? He's just like, whatever. I'm going to go in here. I'm going to fight. I'm going to do what I can do. And I'm going to get up out of there. And Andre Ward should have been higher to me in stature than he ended his career. So shout out. Got that. Shout out to Ryan Garcia again.
Good job.
One.
Congratulations.
Away from
nope.
And I heard he going to the Colorado Buffalo spring game this weekend. So shout out to you. You know what I'm talking about?
Where marijuana is legal.
Yeah, he's probably smoking already. Yeah. Two things we got diss tracks we got to talk about. Matter of fact, let's go to Drake first because Drake's came out first. Let's go. Well, it's kind of hard because Chris Brown and Quavo. That's the Quavo's came out last, so we'll do Quavo and them and Chris Brown last. Okay, let's go Drake. Drake came out with another track, basically said we waiting on you, Kendrick. And he used AI, Tupac, and Snoop Dogg for his diss track. I've heard mixed reviews on this diss track. Kind of want to get your feelings about it. And I'll tell you how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Later. How you feel about that track that came out?
For the diss people, for the people who dislike it, right? Or got something negative to say about it. It's two emojis. It's an eggplant and a bicycle. You some dick riders. Okay? Some dick riders. That's all that is. If y'all are sitting here telling me that the creativity level exhibited in manufacturing that right there is not next level, y'all are hating. Because I guarantee you, if Kendrick Lamar did some bullshit like that, or whoever, you know what I'm saying, like, people would have lost their fucking mind. It's the fact that everybody like K-Dot the way they like K-Dot, okay? Me, I'm neutral. I don't really care, you know what I'm saying, by either party like that, for real. Neither one of them are my favorites. So the fact that Drake went outside the box and then just make a regular diss record, you know what I'm saying? I applaud that man tenfold for that. I thought it was very creative. Nigga wrote three verses. You know what I'm saying? Nigga wrote three fucking verses. I don't care how you look at it.
Hold up. He wrote three verses. Hold up. That's what we can't say.
He wrote three verses.
We can't confirm the stuff he says is a verse he wrote. So we not going to do that. If you talking about ghostwriting, that'll be the easiest ghostwrite to do. Is to have two other niggas rap like Snoop and Tupac and give me the cadence so we can change your voice up. I can't confirm that he wrote three verses. I can't do that. I give you the one because he said one, but I cannot confirm that he wrote three. Like, are we going to do that for real?
I did. I just did it.
Okay. No problem. Go ahead.
I'm giving the nigga credit. It's his record.
Yeah, I got you. It's a lot. He got a lot of records.
That nigga wrote three verses. Three individual style verses. For all I know what? You might be right. He might have hit up the shapeshifter himself. You know, they from the six. They say Tory rap like everybody anyway. Maybe he tapped Tory. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, T, send me a Tupac. Hey, send me a Snoop. I don't know. Six guy coming. You heard? So, look, man, however it came about, I give that nigga a million points. City Boys, he up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's very creative, man. It's very creative. You took two iconic legends from the coast that he is representing and made them rap on the fucking track against him. That's crazy, but beautifully done. Well played. Well played. And we not going to act like Drake wasn't talking to this nigga. Drake been jabbing this whole fucking time. He asking this nigga, please come out and play. Come on, man. Come on. I got time today. You've been wanting this. Ain't no more subliminals, nigga. I got time today. Dame Dollar. You feel me? I'm kind of where your boy at? What's taking him so long? I don't get it. what you doing? Was Cole right? You only make a hot verse every 30 months, looking ass nigga. Bro, we ain't got 30 months for you to respond. You should have did it in 30 minutes, 30 hours. Not a month later, none of that, bro. Come on, where you at, Kendrick? The people's waiting. I'm waiting. I ain't even a fan of you like that. But I want to hear what you got to say back to this nigga who is over here literally just marking the body for plastic surgery right now. He's showing you what he gonna cut before the cuts actually happen. You know what I'm talking about? And then that nigga gonna get the scalpel template and go across them lines and carve you up, bro. That's what he waiting on. Why you not saying something? I forgot. It ain't like that, but you said it was like that. Oh, that's it, man. Go ahead, do your thing, man. Nah.
Look, I got a couple things. Shout out to creativity. I'm gonna give him that. It was very creative.
Okay.
Especially after everybody was talking about AI tracks and is this real from Drake? I really think Drake put that disc out at first, sounding a little off. Just because if people didn't like it, I think he would have came with something else. I think he was just testing the waters on the first one. Shout out to him for being smart enough to doing that. I mean, hey, might as well shoot at this time, because all you gotta do is say that was AI, it wasn't me. I got two. I feel a way about that diss. One being, you could have at least talked to the families of Tupac, at least somebody. You could have talked to somebody, because that. Just being like, if it's me and that's my uncle, I wouldn't want my uncle being put in no beef right now that he has no part of. He don't even know you niggas. Like, don't use my uncle voice like that. I think it could be looked at as a little disrespectful. And Tupac's brother said it. He didn't like it. Tupac's brother said he didn't like him putting him inside a beef that he had nothing to do with. Also, people also already think Tupac lost his life because of beef. So don't keep on perpetuating my brother in that sense. So I can understand why people would feel a way about that. Okay. The second part is you use a Snoop. Snoop is a nigga that's alive right now that can talk for himself. It's like, you didn't need to use it. If we gonna use dead people, to use dead people. You know what I'm saying? Use people that can't talk for themselves. Snoop took it like a joke type thing. He just kind of laughed at it because that's what Snoop do. But I know how West Coast Snoop is. You know what I'm saying? And I think good thing he's at this age where he I don't think he's taking stuff as serious. But the way the gang stuff is and all that, I wouldn't want to be against something that's talking about, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of like he's saying you putting down or you letting down the West Coast and all this and that. I would feel away if I was Snoop. I would feel away. Shout out to him. I thought it was creative. I thought it was very creative. I also can't say he wrote three verses because, nigga, we don't know if the nigga wrote the one he rapped. If we want to be totally honest, and look, to be totally honest, I don't care if he really writes his stuff or not. It's entertaining. He makes catchy music, so it is what it is. But you're not gonna tell. I need a ghostwriter. You're not gonna tell me, dog. Go write me a verse that's a verse and make it sound like in the cadence of Snoop. Man, fuck it. Just go in there and rap that shit. I'm gonna change the voice up anyway. Don't nobody know it's gonna be me, nigga. Why would I rap that
shit out of this boy? If you ask me, I
don't give a fuck. Because he never said it was him rapping those two verses. He said it was Snoop and Tupac. It could be anybody, nigga. So if it was me, I wouldn't even waste my time writing that shit. Like the two niggas that's in the studio with me, yo, write some shit saying you disappointing K Dot. Come on, let's go to the studio. That's what I would do personally. But back to Kendrick. Kendrick does. I don't know if it got corny. That's why K Dot is kind of taking his time. I have no idea. I'm not trying to give him no excuses, but it's like I think K Dot wanted that one on one. Now you got Rick Ross. You got that one on one, but it's like a jump in. It's like even Kanye West came out with a track. Shit whack. It's like
garbage.
Like, what are we doing? Yeah, it's garbage. Like, what are we doing?
Garbage.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't get into Kendrick's mind about why it's taking so long. It would seem like to me that you would already have something ready if you threw out that challenge. But I guess he said, I've been throwing out this challenge for years and nigga ain't never say nothing. So he's going to keep on throwing challenges out and keep it pushing. I don't know. I'm really confused. I don't know. Everybody that been talking, they've been saying Kendrick got something that's nasty. I don't know why it ain't out. I don't know where it's at. I don't know if it's some kind of licensing thing. I don't know if it's somebody in, like how Drake said, somebody in his camp or somebody that's, I don't know who he with, his management telling him not to go back and forth. I don't know. But we don't know. We will find out soon enough. So I gotta wait a whole nother week to finish this rap battle. Usually I thought this shit would have been over by now, but hey, still going. But it's like 2-3 weeks in a row we talking about Drake and Kendrick. So shout out. Hopefully we can get done with this. Hopefully they can get their little raps together and throw them shits back and forth and so we can keep it pushing. Okay. Next one. Probably the better rap battle out of the bunch. Chris Brown and Quavo. I think Chris Brown called him Quavius. I don't know if that's his real name or not, but shout out to Quavo and Chris Brown, because if we're talking about rap battles, I think this is a good one. You know what I'm saying? Chris Brown jumped out their head first, gave him some crazy bars. And then Quavo came. Some people say they ain't like it. I think those people are people that just ride with Chris Brown, but I also thought Quavo's bars was pretty good too. I thought it was pretty nice. Let's get your analysis of this rap battle that's going on between Quavo and Chris Brown.
I'm born, if y'all check my birth certificate, people, it say I'm from one state. All right. I'm from Petersburg, Virginia. That's where I was born. In Petersburg Hospital, 1984. Okay. Therefore, all things Virginia. Natural bias, you know what I'm saying? Natural bias, because that's my home state of record, right? Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, there's definitely one nigga I don't rap better than, and it ain't Chris Brown. It's fucking Breezy. That nigga right there is something fucking different. That nigga was... Look at it, man. If you took your kids to the park, that nigga favorite joint was Sly. That nigga was all over that motherfucker. And I said, nigga, what is you gonna do? And out of all the shit he said, most people is talking about, you know, the Takeoff bar, right? Mm. We understand. The story is that it wasn't even Takeoff. Takeoff just happened to be the casualty. It was because of your mouth. You know what I'm saying? So I understood the bar. You know what I'm saying? And it's not even speculated. That's what everybody is saying, that it was you who incited the nonsense. And unfortunately, he lost his life in the melee. Right? So I'm not in my feelings about that. My favorite bar was him talking about, yeah, you hit my ex bitch after I was done with her, but I hit your ex bitch, while you was actually with her. Like, nigga. I love that bar, boy. I love that bar. Like, nigga, god damn. I said, I've been there before, man. I don't been there before. Niggas thought they had one up on me, nigga. I don't care. That's my old hoe. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shout out to my old hoes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm sorry. Any past tense prospects that I've engaged with, okay? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what happens after. You know what I'm saying? But I've been in them shoes before. Well, you know what I'm saying? I ain't glorifying my actions back in the day either. You know what I'm saying? I've grown and matured. I know what's right and what's wrong. You know what I'm saying? But I love that bar. He had a couple other slick joints in that, man. I'm just like, shit. God, dang, another? Ooh, Chris. Now, this is what we talk about where styles make fights. Right? For people who expect Quavo to rap in a similar pattern style that Chris Brown did, that's not what he does.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for that from him, then automatically you're going to say, the boy don't stand no chance. Right? Chris Brown rap how he rap. Drake rap how he rap. Kendrick, Cole, Fab, Big, Pac, Andre Three Stacks, Big Boy. Everybody got their own pattern of rap. Right? Mm-hmm. Chris Brown's track was very direct. Very nice. I give him that. I listened to it. I was like, shit. Boy, what did I miss? This shit came out of nowhere for me. I was not tracking that them niggas had issues. Now, we get into Quavo's. You know what? Give your thoughts on Chris Brown, then we go to Quavo's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, listen to that thing. I'm with you. He said a lot of stuff. He basically, I like more when he was talking about, they sat me next to you. I wanted to cave your face in, but I ain't want to fuck the money up. That shit was pretty dope. I mean, I thought he had some good stuff, like, because that's what people were talking about. It was like, yo, these niggas mad at each other. They were just sitting next to each other like a week ago. So I did like it. I thought he was dope. Chris Brown, we already knew he could rap. That ain't nothing new. I mean, I knew Chris Brown could rap when he was like 16. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Chris Brown. I thought it was dope. You kind of covered that pretty good. I want to hear what you got to say about Quavo. That's what I want.
Okay. I actually love it. He remained true to himself, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact that I don't know what, that ain't AI. That's clearly to me. I don't know all Migos records, but I don't think I've come across that one where I heard
got stuff they didn't record it and they probably just ain't never used.
Listen, man, and that was perfectly added to that record. Mm-hmm. Perfectly. Like even the words was just like spot on. Mm-hmm. I said, dang. Yeah, yo, you can say Quavo the weakest in the crew. I don't give fuck. He had to go get a verse from Takeoff to say, I don't give fuck what you talking about. That shit was well executed. Just like I gave Drake points, nigga. You get points. Hey, man. Style points is all in the record. Like, it ain't just about what you say. It's how you say it and what you do. You know what I mean? It's all about the beat that you select as well to convey your point and your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? For the listeners. So, listen, man. I wasn't expecting Quavo to be lyrical. You know what I'm saying? No lyrical miracle child. You know what I'm saying? He said what he had to say. As simple as he had to say it. Mm-hmm. And, I love to stomp the yard line. Fucking loved it. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. You know how that ended. Don't make us stomp the yard. I said, no. Mm-hmm. Boy, Breezy. Listen, man. I love the track, man. I love the track. A lot of people going to act like it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's Chris Brown. We understand, like, you know what I mean? You know, he got a big fan club. You know what I'm saying? But let's not act like Quavo at one point in time, that nigga went on everybody's shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not do that, man. That man is going through a lot. Still recovering. You know what I'm saying? And he spoke on that too in there. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I still want the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, he still want that. But that's that street. Like, I appreciate him, you know, just subtly saying what he had to say, not harping on it or whatever the case is. And I do think it's no matter how you reference the dead, it's touchy. You know what I mean? It's still a touchy situation. The way Chris Brown did it, I don't find it. But it's just the fact that when you say the brother's name, that whatever was surrounding it go out the ear. You know what I'm saying? You just hear, you know what I'm saying? You didn't speak ill of, but you still mentioned my, you know, and that's his blood relative. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's his nephew. So it's a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a friend. It's actually family. You know what I'm saying? So I don't. Chris Brown came out and said, weak, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I know he don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? I know he was like, that's well played by me. I know there's no way that you don't think that was properly executed. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to them, bro. But the funny bar, like I said, that's why I was saying trying to divide the country. What he said, brown and light or some shit like that? Like, now that's a bar you could have left all the way out. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you couldn't think of nothing else to say right there, brother?
Yeah.
You couldn't think of nothing else. Like, hey, you trying to divide the country. Like,
what? Yeah. I personally...
I didn't know I was going to go to work and look at, you know, all the light skins and be like, nigga, fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, that's what I was going to do tomorrow. But now, now that I know, it's a war, nigga. Quavy is saying something. Like, fuck out of here. Crazy. But I love the track, man. I love what both them brothers did, man, because they stay true to themselves. Like, that's all I want when, and I wanted to stay as such. You know what I'm saying? Don't want no violence from none of these individuals who are making records at all. You know what I'm saying? I think I addressed that the previous week with Rick Ross talking about, you know what I'm saying? Do it when you see me or whatever the fuck he said. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, man, let's just keep it lyrical. You know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it as a war with words and them who can
them
do
niggas
what?
Gonna fight. Them niggas gonna fight.
Them two? Yes.
Yeah.
Them two? Yes. But niggas who ain't really got no real tension, no real plex, no real static, like, come on, man, this is just the competition. You might not like something that I've done, but it ain't something that I actually did to you. You see what I'm saying? Just like Rick Ross talking about the cease and desist against, like, I don't know what that's about. Them two brothers might have had a conversation and French chose to ignore it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You just a third party from the outside looking, oh man, cease and desist. I don't like how the fuck he did it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You don't like a move that he made. So that don't, you know what I'm saying? That ain't enough to brew something up with me to where we got to throw hands or more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have your opinion. It is what it is. But the shit, them two niggas are talking. Them two niggas got fight.
Yeah.
That's that. You know what I'm saying? And just shoot the fair one. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of that extra shit.
They might as well go to box. They might as well put money on it and be in the boxing ring. Put some headgear on and y'all go at airbox. Do that celebrity shit.
It's hey, fine. Man. Get in, bro. You know what I'm saying? After y'all do what y'all got to do, go your separate ways. If somebody, the person who loses, you lose. You know what I'm saying? The person that win, you win. You ain't got to go around talking about, yeah, I beat that nigga ass, because guess what's going to happen? It's going to start it up again. You see what I'm saying? So as grown ups, you know what I'm saying? Show the maturity level. If that's what it takes to get it off your chest, do what you got to do to get it off your chest. Throw them hands, keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Don't mention me. I don't mention you. I don't mention you. You don't mention me. That's that. You know what I'm saying?
Can I be totally honest?
What's that?
Chris Brown could rap his ass off. Yes. I like what Quavo did. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But the way Quavo titled it, that's what people don't understand. He said something like, oh, all this over bitches.
Yeah.
That's what he named.
Over hoes and bitches. OHB.
It got me looking at Chris Brown a little funny. I'm not going to lie. The nigga seemed real sensitive over some stuff. And we all know that this, he got mad over Carucci. We all know about this. The lady ain't even with you. Like, what is... I'm looking at him crazy. I know. I understand he wrapped his ass off, but nigga, you seem, people can't let go of you. First off, doing what you did to Rihanna back in the day. So now you coming off with this Carucci shit. You look possessive, like you mad at a nigga for talking to your ex. That's like a possessive nigga that might beat a bitch. Like, what is you doing? Like, it don't make sense to me. Like. Yeah. I don't understand why you would take it that far and you that mad at him and you all this, that, and the third. It makes no sense to me. I got to know something else. But I like how Quavo put it in that aspect, because I feel like any real man would be like, dog, all this because he talked to your ex? Like, is you serious?
If that is the case, Franz, Quavo up 1-0.
Yes.
Like, if that's real, what this... If that is really what this is over,
bro, he said something before, and then Quavo said something. I think he called it a song, Tender, or something like that.
I didn't hear it yet. But so,
but even in that first one, he said all this because a bitch. He said this nigga Tender. He basically said, like, what's up with you? Like, bro, come on, all these women that you didn't got, like, you for real tripping over this? And then
over that one,
that's what. Hey, that's when Chris Brown came back with this joint. It's like, bro, is you serious?
I don't know, man. Maybe he sucked that nigga dick from the back. I don't know what she did, but she loved her. Who knows, nigga?
And if you seen Chris Brown lately, he do be having that crack jaw.
Mm-hmm.
So that crackhead Michael Jackson line, yeah, he be doing that bullshit. So it's like... It's like, it makes sense. Like, bro, you inebriated. You ain't in your full mind. To me, it made more sense what Quavo was talking about and where he coming from than Chris Brown. Even though I like the verses, it was cool.
Want to smoke with me. Want to smoke with me.
Then he said, the line that a lot of people ain't talking about is when Quavo said that you ain't paid them niggas. That's why they went in there and tied up your aunt.
Tied up your auntie.
Yeah, we all know in Cali, a lot of these rappers and artists, they got to pay to be in these gangs and stuff like that. You got to pay your membership fee. And for real, that's just, that ain't no lie. So that's why when Quavo said that, he was like, you talking about all this blood stuff. He's like, you make sure you keep your make sure you pay your fee. These niggas ain't gonna be with you. You know what I'm talking about? It all made sense to me. The rap was, I think, even though he said it simple, how you said it, it mm-hmm. meant a lot. Because I can see through that as just a regular nigga. I'm like, this nigga mad over Karrueche? And this nigga, he claiming something because he paying a membership fee. I guess if you pay your AARP membership fee, you can be that, I guess. But it's like, you too old for this. Like, this shit, I mean, to me, Quavo, he came off more like more of a man. Cause it just don't make sense. That ain't something you do as a man. Like, I don't know this nigga like that to be fussing or mad because he dating my ex.
Listen,
whatever. And Quavo knew he did that to Chris Brown. Did that to his girlfriend. He ain't sweet tripping though on him. So, and you said I did it while you was with me. Why you was with him? And now I'm up one. That sounded a little goofy. Like, I'm up one on you. Okay. I'm not tripping. Why are you tripping? Like, he took, to me, Quavo handling the situation more manly than Chris Brown is. So, but yeah, that's how I feel. I think if we talking about just rap battling, Chris Brown can rap his ass off. But as a man, to me, Chris Brown looked like a whole hoe out here. I'm just going to be honest. It just.
Questionable.
Huh? He looked, he sound tender. Yeah, and that's just the truth.
You look, man.
I mean,
I wish I would make a damn diss song about any of these niggas that have ever gotten with an ex of mine. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, because I don't fucking care about the woman enough, first of all. You know what I'm saying? To care about the nigga who did something. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's some, most notably, but I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I really don't care. So why would you give your energy to something that's, especially in his situation, nigga, that been over. Like, been over. Like, big mm-hmm. time been over. Nigga, what you talking about? What you want? You just crazy.
As a man, you crazy. Brown look crazy to me. That's all I'm saying.
That's crazy.
Shout out to him as an artist and all that, but the nigga said you tender. It sound like you tender. It sound like you soft as hell for that. I just don't respect that. And Quavo, he thinking on some man stuff. He like, nigga, all this because of a woman? Like, are we really doing
that,
this?
1-0, nigga. 1-0, Chris Brown. Let's get it. Let's get it.
You wouldn't respect that. If it wasn't Chris Brown, you wouldn't respect that from no other person.
All that shit you be doing, bro. You know, put the arm behind the back. Mm-hmm. All that shit, nigga. Let's get it. See, Breezy. Let me see how you ready. Get me teen and go ready. Is it me?
I could understand him being tight if, like, say, Offset, he not with Cardi B no more, and Quavo start messing with Cardi B. That's a violation because I know that you like that.
That makes
nigga,
sense to me.
You don't know fucking Chris Brown like that, nigga, to be getting mad over that. Like, man, go sit down, man. Anyway, man, that's all I got, man. I just really looking at Chris Brown a little funny right now. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. Shout out to rapping. The rapping is spectacular, but nigga, let's beef over something that make most sense. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that. You beefing with another nigga over a woman that don't want you. Like, nigga, chill out. That's wild. Yeah. Hey. Too bad. So now he mad at every nigga that fuck with Karrueche. Every nigga that talked to, he mad. Oh, man. Hey. Yeah, maybe I'm just different, but I understand 100% where Quavo coming from. He like, nigga, all this over. I thought y'all was through, nigga. Hey, you up on me. I got you. I give you that. You fuck my girl. So, nigga, wow, like, let's move on. Like, so, okay, you good. Why you still mad? I should be mad. I fucked your ex. I was with the girl when you fucked her, and then like, I ain't tripping. Let's keep it moving. To me, Quavo, he keeping it pee, man. He keeping it pimping. He doing his thing. Chris Brown look a little soft to me right now. I'm just being honest. So, shout out Chris. I hope y'all hope everybody in Virginia don't claim that like that, because that wouldn't be good.
I do got one thing to add to that.
What's up,
Chris? We all talking about the AI shit. Mm-hmm. I would never send no voice note, no voicemail to no other dude talking about, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. Please, Chris, I don't want to fight. I don't think that's a real, that's far-fetched for me to believe. You know what I'm saying? Not the way that nigga was saying it. Because it was almost like the nigga was pleading and begging, like, I'm scared of you, man. Like, I really don't want to fight you, Chris. Like, there's a way that you could say it. But the way that sounded seemed like the brother was scared. And I just don't think that niggas sent a voice note like that. I could be wrong. It could be real. But for me, it just sounded a little,
I think it could be real. I think he probably took it from like the middle of a conversation. He took it in the piece. Like, it's not in context for sure. Yeah.
Could be.
So it's kind of like that.
It sounds crazy.
Like, bro, if somebody called me talking about I'm messing with the old lady, bro, I ain't trying to fight you for her, man. Like, come on, bro. That's you. You got it. I ain't trying to do all that. Like, I could see it being like that. Like, bro, it ain't that serious to me. You got it. I'm not fighting for that. I can understand that type of stuff. It's more like some grown man stuff. Yeah, all the stuff he did, it seemed childish to me. Chris Brown just seemed childish, man. That's why I can't give him a up, because it don't come off as no man stuff. And then now you talking about trying to shoot the nigga because he messed with your ex. That just seems stupid to me, man. I just don't understand that. He got to come out if he made that diss track and said something extra, like, you did this too, maybe I could ride with him. But all this was on the strength of you doing whatever you did to Karrueche. It's like, come on. I can't respect it. So, shout out Chris Brown. Hopefully you find some peace and find a woman that will love you for you. But, nigga, Karrueche ain't the one, I guess. You could have held it down. You could have been solid. And maybe she'd have came back like Ashanti to Nelly. But you ain't holding it down right. You ain't, nigga. This nigga tripping.
I need you. And I love you. Baby,
you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nelly and Ashanti.
Shout out to them, man.
Nelly went back in there. He was like, I'm not fucking this up again. I'm not fumbling. He's like, I got her. I'm going to put the baby in her, and I'm going to marry her. Like, she not
that
leaving
nigga
again.
Said that Ja Rule versus Fat Joe was the prime opportunity. I saw how she was on stage. Nelly, I ain't mad at you, bro. I wanted this. Boy, listen, when Ashanti came out there, I felt like ice cream in 130 degree weather, brother. Melted right in my seat, brother. Like, God, no. She fine as hell. She fine as hell. So everybody wanted to call her sideburns back in the day. She still got them, though. She still got them. They just baby hair now. You know what I'm talking about? They put that gel pack on it. Boy, look at it. Like, I ain't mad at it. And I didn't know that brother was 49.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was that old. Shot. Look here, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Happy for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't know y'all individually. You know what I'm saying? Or personally. You know what I'm saying? I know Ashanti because, you know, me and her used to date back in the day. Neither here nor there. You know what I'm talking about? Whenever y'all want that story, I can send it to y'all. You know what I'm talking about? I got the clips. You know what I'm saying? Look here, man. From Glen Cold to Oyster Bay ain't too far away, baby. You heard? Ain't too far away. I knew her back then. You know what I'm saying? She might not act like she know me now until my record dropped. You know what I'm saying? And then she'd be like, Nelly, this the nigga I was telling you about. Like, it'd be one of those. You know what I'm talking about? Then he gonna send me something that, like, nigga, all this over some pussy? You know what I'm saying? All this over because of, nigga, I didn't even know you them years ago. Like, what about me? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. gonna need a band-aid for real fucking around, boy. Look here. Anyway. Oh, that'd be a bomb, boy, if ever me and Nelly had a battle. Woo! I forget who that nigga went against. KRS-One. That's right. Mm-hmm. That shit trash, man. Anyway. I can rumble. Hot and her. You know what I'm talking about? But anyway, shout out to y'all, man. I want to say congratulations. You know what I'm saying? I like Nelly. Like, if anybody know me, I like Nelly. Like, I got shit of his in my playlist, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like a lot that nigga has, you know, put together. They can call him corny, cheesy, or whatever. I ain't never looked at brother like that. You know what I'm saying? So
I ain't never heard nobody call him that, man. Yeah, duh.
I've heard. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So
bro, just added some shit. Ain't nobody ever said that shit about Nelly, man. What you talking about?
I've heard. You know what I'm saying? I've heard. Uh-huh. That's all I'm saying. I ain't gonna say it's unanimous, you know what I'm saying, or like a good high percentile of people think and feel that way, but I've heard it. You know what I'm saying? But I like Nelly, man. You know what I'm saying? Again, I'm happy for both of them. You know what I'm saying? Blessings and look, man, that's just one of the things, man. They say time. I ain't gonna say time heal all, but hey, man, if you can find your way back to something that you left, that you might have messed up, that you feel just, you know what I'm saying, was good when you had it and you want it back, by all means, man, don't be afraid to go for it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, brother. Or whoever made the move first. I don't know how it played out. I might be giving Nelly too much credit. Maybe it's Conti. I don't know. Said, oh, my. This nigga looking so terrible up here. He forgetting his own words. I need to be in his life. You know what I'm saying? Help that nigga. I don't know how it happened. But whatever happened, it happened. Congratulations. Hopefully y'all have a, you know, healthy pregnancy and delivery and all that good stuff. And, you know, man, happy for y'all, man. Good shit.
Shout out.
We need a new black love because Papoose and Remy. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so did we ever confirm?
They ain't even confirmed, bro. I don't know nothing. They still not in each other's shit. So I'm going to say, I don't know if the cheating rumors is real or they just not. I don't fucking know. I don't know. Okay. It's real quiet.
That ain't my business.
You know real quiet. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's real quiet. So maybe they just trying to find that new black love. And ironically so, I think the person responsible for these failed relationships is Fat Joe, because he's involved in all of it. He the common denominator. Like, you, Shanti, Nelly, don't invite this nigga to the wedding. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let that nigga RSVP virtually. You know what I'm talking about? Like, justice of the peace, you ain't got to do none of that. Don't look here, man. Come on now. Keep y'all relationship stable and steady. You feel me? That's all I can say. Shout out to you, Joe.
Oh, man. You know what time it is, Chief.
Oh, man. Well, people, remember to like, share, subscribe, and comment to this podcast, man. It's the only one like us. It's the only one like us. And if you find another one like us, the niggas have copied the blueprint, okay? And please let us fucking know. Remember to follow us on Instagram at @MVP_podcast. We upload once a week, maybe twice if we're feeling generous. You know what I'm talking about? But do your thing on that. Sub, share, pass the link, keep the link, do all that shit. Email us at manchupodcast@yahoo.com. If you got any inquiries, opportunities, things you need us to discuss on your behalf, we don't have a problem on this platform doing that. All right. So we appreciate you guys once again rocking with us this week. You know, we'll be back more than likely next week and the week after that. And then one of these weeks, man, I'm really thinking about throwing a couple samplers out there. You know what I'm talking about? Let the people hear some of the inner workings of Book's mind. You know what I'm talking about? Because I don't want them to think like, oh, this nigga over here, you know what I'm talking about? I don't want to be one of them niggas in the parking lot, hey, buy my CD, and you ain't never heard shit. You know what I'm saying? I want niggas to sample the poo-poo platter. It ain't a poo-poo platter. I just like poo-poo platter. You know what I'm saying? It is that shit, though. It is that shit in that dialect. But, yeah, man, I really want, man, I to be sitting here like, man, these niggas just don't know. Like, they don't know what's about to, man. Okay. Well, who is that? Beyonce? I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. Mm-hmm. Is that Beyonce?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Beyonce. Beyonce. Feeling myself. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah.
Well, we see. I'm going to try to hold it back. I'm going to try to make sure we don't get no snippets until it come out. And so we can hear it the way we supposed to hear it. Now, once you're done with a couple tracks,
that's true.
For sure, we can snip it a couple, you know what I'm saying? But they need to be right. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's true, too. That is. You're right.
My people, thank y'all for tuning in. It's been the MVP. We're going to holler at y'all.
It's time to rock with the fellas, and not a person can tell you that our show wasn't grooving. So people, stop what you're doing and pull up a seat. We got you week after week when you're hearing us speak, and always bringing the heat. From the new to the old, the fellas truly are bold. The stories never get cold, our conversations are gold. If you look at the logo, you see the trophy we hold. If you think it's a game, you know what's all in the name. We discussing it all, from our first to the last. You know we stood on our own and promised nothing but last. It's the MVP way, we hope we making your day. There's nothing more we can say, so let the video play. MVP.